From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Uzbek immigrant suspected of plowing a rental truck into pedestrians and cyclists on a New York bike path, killing 8, wounding at least 12, has been charged in federal court with acting on behalf of the militant group Islamic State. Acting U.S. Attorney Junaid Kim offered up this evidence.
A search of cell phones found in a bag that he was carrying revealed thousands of ISIS-related images, about 90 videos depicting, among other things, ISIS fighters killing prisoners by running over them with a tank, beheading them, and shooting them in the face.
The suspect, Saifulu Saipov, remained hospitalized after being shot and wounded by a policeman. He's confessed to planning the Tuesday attack for the past year. Federal authorities also said they found a second Uzbek man related to the case. In Washington, President Donald Trump tweeted that Saipov should be given the death penalty. Earlier, the president said he's asking Congress to get rid of the 27-year-old diversity lottery program that allowed the suspect into the country. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the president has long championed making and keeping America safe.
This isn't a new policy. This isn't a new position. This isn't a new conversation. The president has been talking about extreme vetting and the need for that for the purpose of protecting the citizens of this country since he was a candidate.
The diversity lottery program provides a path to U.S. residency to foreigners from countries with low rates of immigration. The U.S. Embassy in Asmara has reported protests and gunfire in the Eritrean capital. One report said nearly 30 were killed, dozens wounded, following unrest that began Monday and intensified since. The information minister said a small demonstration at a school was dispersed without casualty. The issue has to do with government efforts to close down an Islamic school. This is VOA News. As expected, the U.S. voted against its ending nearly 60 years of economic embargo on Cuba at the U.N. General Assembly. Nikki Haley is the U.S. U.N. ambassador.
We will not lose sight of what stands between the Cuban people and the free and democratic future that is their right. For that reason, and for the 25th time in 26 years, the United States will vote against this resolution.
More than 190 countries voted to lift the embargo. Israel sided with the U.S. The no vote contrasted with the U.S. abstention a year ago under the previous Obama administration as it undertook efforts to normalize ties with Havana. Veteran Marxist rebel leader Rodrigo Londono, known as Timochenko, is a candidate for president in Colombia's election scheduled next year. The announcement was made by the current leader of the Farabundo Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, leader Iván Márquez. The group ended more than 5 decades of civil war under a peace agreement with the government last year. They're now a political movement. But Timochenko and other FARC officials likely still face trials for rights crimes. The hemisphere's longest conflict left about a 250,000 dead, tens of millions displaced. Some members of Spain's ousted Catalonia regional government are appearing before a Spanish judge in a rebellion investigation, but former leader Carles Puigdemont, currently in Belgium, is not among them.
Il va pas, à Madrid.
His lawyer, Paul Bacard, said his client could be questioned in Belgium. He described Puigdemont as combative and confident. Puigdemont was sacked by the government of Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy last week after declaring independence. The state prosecutor has filed charges of rebellion, sedition, and misuse of public funds for defying Madrid and holding an independence referendum. The Israeli Air Force carried out another strike inside Syria Wednesday. There are conflicting reports on the intended target, which was south of the city of Homs. Israel is not commenting, but the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said it was a military installation. Meanwhile, the Syrian opposition is rejecting an offer to take part in meetings in Russia on reaching a political settlement of the more than 6-year conflict. It insists it will only take part in the UN Geneva process. Myanmar State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi made her first visit to the volatile Western Rakhine State in the midst of a security crackdown that's forced hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims to flee to Bangladesh. She urged people to avoid quarreling. Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe Wednesday said he favors resuming executions after more than a decade of no capital punishment amid a rising murder rate. There have been no executions since 2005. Capital punishment with restrictions remains on the books in Zimbabwe. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.